This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine has rebounded from Russia's most recent overnight missile and drone barrage as the capital restores its power supply. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
A Ukrainian military unit in the eastern Donetsk region fires off Grad rockets towards Russian positions along the front line. Russia's recent missile attack on civilian infrastructure is what many experts believe to be a sign that Russia can't efficiently target Ukrainian military assets. In his daily address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reassured citizens that authorities were working hard to bring power back to all areas. Kyiv authorities confirmed power and water were back in the capital, as local officials also confirmed that most electricity supply was restored in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region. I'm Karen Chamas.
A stone axe and three ancient swords reported to be of Ukrainian origin were returned to Ukraine at a ceremony at the country's embassy in Washington, D.C. Friday. Homeland Security official Frank Russo said the artifacts were intercepted in July of 2022 at JFK Airport in New York City. Russo didn't identify the identity or the nationality of the person who was transporting the ancient items, but said the person is known to the U.S. government as someone who looks to do this on a recurring basis. A reporter asked if the person were Russian.
I don't have the nationality, but from that area for sure.
According to the Ukrainian Ministry of Culture, Russian forces have damaged more than 500 sites and objects relevant to the country's cultural identity and stolen multiple objects from museums in occupied territories. In a dramatic turn of events, Georgian lawmakers have voted to drop a controversial foreign agents bill just days after its first reading sparked massive protests. The legislation mirrored a similar law in Russia. This is VOA News. The U.S. economy added a robust 311,000 jobs last month, a clear sign the jobs market remains healthy. That adds pressure on the Federal Reserve to keep aggressively boosting interest rates. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
After December's bombshell report of 500,000 jobs added, the market kept churning. The unemployment rate rose to 3.6% from a five-decade low 3.4% as more Americans started looking for work without all finding it. The jobs gain is about three times higher than the Fed would like to see as it fights stubbornly high inflation. It's the first of several reports in coming days, Chair Jerome Powell told Congress this week. The central bank will analyze before deciding on the next interest rate boost. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Germany say eight people were killed when a shooter opened fire at a Jehovah's Witness hall in Hamburg. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Emergency vehicles rushed to the scene Thursday evening of a three-story building next to an auto repair shop a few miles from downtown Hamburg. Police believe the shooter is among the eight dead. They're not sure how many people were wounded. A student who lives nearby says there were around four periods of shooting. She says she looked out her window and saw a person running from the ground floor to the second floor of the building. A U.S.-based spokesman for Jehovah's Witnesses says in an emailed statement that members worldwide grieve for the victims of this traumatic event. I'm Donna Water.
Palestinian health officials say an Israeli settler shot dead a Palestinian man on Friday in the occupied West Bank, and soldiers killed a teenager during clashes there. The Israeli military said soldiers opened fire at a suspect who threw a firebomb at them at close range near the city of Qalqilya, hours after the Israeli settler fired at a Palestinian man armed with knives and explosive devices nearby. The West Bank has been tense for months with near daily military raids and escalating settler violence in the West Bank amid a spate of attacks by Palestinians. Some 5,000 female prisoners in Colombia who are either impoverished or the heads of single-parent households will be freed in exchange for community service, this according to the Colombian government on Friday. The move under a new law passed by leftist President Gustavo Petro on International Women's Day would benefit inmates convicted of minor crimes with prison sentence of no more than 8 years. A justice minister told Blue Radio that instead of prison time, the women will serve the rest of their sentences by doing public service. Officials say 5,000 of the country's 17,000 female prisoners could qualify. Marissa Melton, VOA News.